Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Reporting and Dashboards. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Data Analysis in Finance in the Data Science Fundamentals for Finance Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore best practices for communicating data insights, creating effective dashboards, and tools for reporting in finance. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to effectively communicate data insights through reporting tools and dashboard techniques, enhancing your ability to inform decision-making in a finance context. Main content: best practices for communicating data insights. Effectively communicating data insights is crucial in the finance sector, where decisions often rely on data interpretation. To ensure your insights are understood, consider the following best practices. Know your audience. Tailor your communication to the audience's level of understanding. For example, if presenting to stakeholders not familiar with technical terminology, use simple language and avoid jargon. Clarity and simplicity: present data in a straightforward manner. Use clear visuals and limit the amount of information on a single slide or report page. This ensures that your audience can absorb the key points without feeling overwhelmed. Storytelling with data: frame your insights within a narrative. This involves highlighting key findings, their implications, and the actions that should be taken. For instance, if data indicates a decline in a specific financial metric, narrate the story behind the numbers, connecting them to market trends or internal changes. Visual aids: utilize charts, graphs, and infographics to present data visually. Visuals can enhance understanding and retention. For instance, a line graph can effectively show trends over time, making it easier for your audience to grasp the data's significance. Creating effective dashboards. Dashboards are powerful tools for displaying key performance indicators, KPIs, and other vital metrics at a glance. Here are some key elements to consider when creating effective dashboards. Define your audience and purpose. Understand who will use the dashboard and what decisions they need to make. A dashboard for executives might focus on high-level KPIs, while a dashboard for analysts might include more granular data. Choose the right metrics. Select metrics that align with your audience's objectives. For finance professionals, this could include revenue growth, expense ratios, or customer acquisition costs. Avoid cluttering the dashboard with unnecessary information. Design for usability. Ensure that your dashboard is intuitive. Use consistent color schemes and layouts, making it easy to navigate. Place the most important information at the top or in a prominent position for quick access. Interactivity: incorporate interactive elements that allow users to drill down into data for more detailed insights. This could include filters that enable users to customize the data view based on specific timeframes or categories. Tools for reporting in finance. Several tools can facilitate effective reporting and dashboard creation in finance. Here are a few popular options. Microsoft Excel, a versatile tool for data analysis and reporting. Excel offers powerful functions and visualization options, making it suitable for creating detailed reports and simple dashboards. With pivot tables and charts, you can summarize data efficiently. Tableau, known for its strong data visualization capabilities, Tableau allows users to create interactive and shareable dashboards. It can connect to various data sources, enabling real-time data analysis. Power BI: similar to Tableau, Power BI provides robust visualization features and is particularly useful for integrating data from multiple sources. Its user-friendly interface makes it accessible for professionals with varying technical skills. Google Data Studio, a free tool that allows users to create customizable dashboards and reports. Google Data Studio integrates seamlessly with other Google products, making it an excellent choice for teams already using Google Workspace. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered best practices for communicating data insights, the essentials of creating effective dashboards, and various tools available for reporting in finance. By implementing these strategies, you can enhance your ability to convey important information clearly and effectively, ultimately supporting informed decision-making in your organization. Reflection questions: how can you tailor your data insights presentation to better fit the needs of your audience? What key metrics would you include in a dashboard designed for financial decision-making, and why? Which reporting tools do you feel most comfortable using, and how can you leverage them to improve your data communication?